KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles here in Atlantic, and it's currently 70 degrees. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weather forecast for today, well, they have canceled that severe thunderstorm watch that we've been telling you about and had posted on our social media pages. That was in effect until 10 a.m. for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, and other area counties. But again, that severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled as the threat of severe weather, at least for now, has diminished. We do look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with any showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be redeveloped later this afternoon, and we'll have a high in Atlantic of around 86 degrees. South-southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to the north later in the day. Well, in the news, a man from Exira died Wednesday from injuries he suffered during a motorcycle accident in Audubon County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 65-year-old Jed Bengard Jr. was riding an Indian Challenger motorcycle north on Littlefield Drive just before 5 p.m. and entering a curve south of 310th Street, when, for reasons unknown, the cycle left the road and entered a ditch. The motorcycle overturned in the ditch, causing Bengard to fall from the machine. He died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The patrol was assisted by the deputies of the Audubon County Sheriff's Department. Also, one person suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries during a motorcycle accident in Atlantic Wednesday night. According to reports, the accident happened around 9:10 p.m. in front of the Family Table restaurant in the 600 block of West 7th Street. The injured party suffered from a head laceration. Cass EMS and Atlantic Rescue responded to the scene. We'll look for additional information on that later today. One person suffered a laceration to their hand during a collision Wednesday evening near the Atlantic Fire Station in Culligan Water on Southwest 7th. The collision occurred around 5:07 p.m. Cass EMS and Atlantic Fire and Rescue responded to the scene. Both lanes of traffic east and westbound were blocked for about 20 minutes. According to Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue, the driver of a pickup was attempting to pull out onto Southwest 7th from 1307 Southwest 7th and failed to see an approaching southbound 2004 Pontiac Grand Am. The two vehicles collided in the middle of the highway. Cass EMS transported the driver of the car to Cass Health for treatment of possible minor injuries. The driver of the pickup was not injured. The accident remains under investigation. And again, we look for more details sometime later today. A traffic stop at around 5 p.m. Wednesday in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man from Stanton. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 19-year-old Lucas Swanson was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Swanson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he recorded a .125 blood alcohol content. Swanson was being held a $1,000 bond and cited for possession of alcohol under person of legal age. Elsewhere in the news, the unemployment rate in Iowa inched up another tenth to 3.9% in May. Employers in the state added 800 jobs last month. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend said the positive takeaways from May's monthly job report are that the number of Iowans in the workforce increased by 6,300, the number of Iowans working increased by 5,000, and claims numbers were down significantly from the previous month. Townsend said the number of unemployed Iowans increased by 1,300. The state's jobless rate was 8.3% last May during the peak of the COVID pandemic. The man who leads the union representing thousands of state employees plans to retire. AFSCME Council 61 President Danny Holman says he'll retire at the end of his term and a new president will be elected at the union's upcoming convention on July 24th. The 68-year-old Holman has been an employee of Council 61 for more than 33 years and was elected president in 2005. He said in a statement Wednesday that working for the union has been the honor of his life, and while there is a lot of fight left in him, now is the time for new leadership to move the council forward. Danny Holman joined AFSCME in 1986 when he worked as an officer with the community-based corrections in Sioux City. The Pottawatomie County Community Foundation has announced the creation of two new funds in partnership with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. The Pottawatomie County Shop with the Sheriff Fund was created to support the annual Shop with the Sheriff event that for more than 20 years has made the holidays a bit warmer and brighter for children and families in need. Additionally, the Pottawatomie County Canine Unit Support Fund helps fund the purchase and training of additional canines to utilize in the Road Patrol Department. A fund at Community Foundation is a charitable entity of money established by donors, individuals, corporations, or nonprofit organizations designated for specific or unrestricted charitable purposes. The Shop with the Sheriff event started in 1998. The Sheriff's Office collaborates with local Department of Human Services to determine the participating children and families. And last year, 72 children and 33 families throughout the community benefited from the event. Children received clothing and toys valued at $200 per child, and families received a $75 gift card for a Christmas meal. Donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals provide the financial means for the annual event, and the newly established fund at PCCF will provide an easier platform for supporters to make financial contributions with added tax benefits. Earlier this year, Pott County Sheriff Andy Brown recognized the lack of canine assets in the sheriff's office. Currently, the only canine detection dog is on a long-term commitment to a federal task force and is unavailable for the road patrol deputies that conduct regular sheriff's office business. To add canine assets to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Brown and his team worked with PCCF to create the Pottawatomie County Canine Unit Support Fund to receive charitable donations for the canine program without the use of additional tax dollars. Several individuals and businesses expressing interest in the canine program, the fund at PCCF will provide those individuals a vehicle to make donations with the ability to use the tax advantages of a charitable fund. Sheriff Brown's goal is to add two additional dogs to the road patrol, the intent that the dogs be narcotic detection dogs with the ability to do patrol functions like tracking and apprehension in high-risk environments. The costs for those assets are substantial and include the purchase of a highly specialized breed, critical training, veterinary fees, and additional costs to support the canine. Individuals, families, and businesses can contribute to the two new funds by visiting www.rpccf.org or by calling 712-256-7007. The organization can also work with donors to maximize their charitable gifts, which can include but are not limited to cash gifts, financial investments, bequests, gift of grain, stocks and securities, livestock, real estate, and vehicles. Learn more on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.